Welcome to Ardor's Erotic Reflections. In this podcast, Ardor gives you glimpses into some of his stories and talks about his odd and pointless views on gender, sex, and all things erotic.
Hi, and welcome to the 11th episode of Ardor's Erotic Reflections. Don't forget about my other podcast, though, Ardorotica. On that podcast, I read excerpts from some of my stories and talk about the trouble I get into. You have to go to my website, ardorotica.com, to get that show. That's ardorotica.com. You'll find the show on my podcast page, where you can use the feed link to subscribe to it through iTunes or any other podcatcher that you like to use. You can also listen to it directly from my website. It's all free, but you'll have to go to my website to check it out. On the next episode of Art Erotica, I will be reading an excerpt from my story, Meet the Neighbors. Two female roommates catch a glimpse of something through their neighbor's window and learn a whole new way of life. I'm also going to talk about my love of luscious lady lips. What I want to talk about this episode is cam girls. Yes, I'm talking about the gals who get beeped on webcams. I have to admit, I'm a big fan of cam girls. I often have a cam model open as I write for inspiration, you might say. If you're interested in who I watch, I'll put some links in the show notes to some of my favorite models. The chat rooms that go along with the cam shows are always interesting. As usual, the internet brings out some of the best and the worst in people. The guys can get kinda crazy, sometimes in a nice way, other times they're real jerks. I'll never understand the jerks. Guys, are you really that insecure that you have to insult a woman who's just trying to give you a good show and earn some money? If you want to see something specific, tip the girl, and unless you're asking for something crazy or illegal, she'll do it. Otherwise, just keep quiet and watch the show. You gotta remember that these women are there working for tips. You get what you get for free, and if you don't like it, just move on. There are millions of cam shows, and one of them has got to have what you're looking for. Go find it. The other thing I've never understood is why do you have to ask what cup size the woman is? There are these guys who always want to know the numbers. She's right there, in front of you. Beep. You can actually see her. Beep. What the heck does it matter what cup size she is? I really don't get that. And personally, I always thought shape was more important than size. But then again, I've never been really fixated on one particular body part. I've always been more of a whole package kind of guy. This is one of those rare situations where I can truly say it's all good. Does anyone say that anymore? I hope not. I always hated that saying. But in this case, it's true. I like it all from top to bottom and in between. One of the things I'm a little disappointed about is that I haven't found a lot of women over the age of 25. Occasionally, I'll see someone who's in their 30s, but I've only seen two women who claim to be 40, and they don't come on a whole lot. Not that I really believe the ages they put in their profiles. I mean, I don't really care how old they are. I just prefer someone who seems like she's a little closer to my age. The 18 to 24-year-olds are really nice and very pretty, but sometimes they just seem so young to me. It makes me feel kind of weird and creepy. Maybe it's just that I'm feeling kind of old lately. The funny thing is that I came across an interview with Nina Hartley a while back who expressed the exact same feeling. Look to the show notes on my webpage for the links to that article. I'm just glad to see I'm not alone in looking for women who are at least a little closer to my age. I think Nina is awesome. She's been doing adult work since the 70s and still looks good. What's more, she has some really good instructional videos that, if you haven't seen, you should really go and check out. And you know, thinking about it, maybe that's part of what makes adult work seem so sleazy sometimes. It's almost always about older guys and young women. It gives this impression that the women are being taken advantage of, and I'm sure in a lot of cases they are. But women are becoming a stronger force in the adult industry, and I think that's a good thing. We need more balance. We need to ease up a little on the fantasy idea of utter perfection and be more realistic. I think if that were to happen, women would feel more secure and not so manic about their looks and be more sexual, or at least be more of the partners we fantasize about having. Yes, it does mean giving up something, ironically, something we never really had in the first place, the idea of the perfect 10. Because face it, even your most beautiful actress is only just a person. Take away the perfect lighting, the 5-hour makeup job, and all the photo retouching, and she's just as imperfect as the rest of us. Just let go of that ideal, and what we'd get back in return would be much more valuable than what we gave up. I often wonder what makes cam women different. After all, they broadcast not just their bodies, but their sexuality for the whole world to see. Most women would be horrified at the idea of letting the whole world not only see them without clothes, but, and I'm trying to be delicate for Apple's sake here, in a very fetal state. Yeah, and I get it. There's probably a lot of faking and exaggerating going on, but it's still a level of exposure almost everyone would be uncomfortable with. I mean, I get the major motivation here is money. They are putting on a show for tips, but they don't have to do cam shows, right? They could do other things for money, things that the average person would consider, quote-unquote, more appropriate or honorable. But that's BS, so whatever. We have to get over this idea that sex is harmful to women, that it marks them in some way. I mean, come on, it all washes off in the shower like it never happened anyway. Getting back to money. Depending on their situation, the only other thing that may be available to them is a crappy part-time job for minimum wage. I've worked plenty of those when I was younger, and I hated every single one, without exception. In fact, I think those crappy part-time jobs take more advantage of young people than most adult work does. And I think, although it's really just a guess, that cam work is probably safer than most adult work. Strippers are face-to-face with their customers, porn stars have to worry about STDs, and cam models work from the anonymous safety of their own homes whenever they feel like it. Some cam models even wear masks or never show you their face, which I'm fine with. So it seems to me, in my uninformed opinion, to be the safest of adult work. And while I would only date an ex-stripper or an ex-porn star, I'd probably date a working cam model. I mean, that's a highly generalized statement, and in truth, it would depend a lot on the person and their situation, but I sorta loosely hold to that statement. And it's not that I think less of strippers or porn stars. I just think things might be too complicated with people in those professions. You never know, though. Life can take you on some weird twists and turns. I try to be open-minded and take things as they come. One more thing. I think it was in last episode of Arter's Erotic Reflections that I said something to the effect of, we should all appreciate each other a little more. Thinking back on it, it may have seemed like I put a little more emphasis on women to appreciate their men. That really wasn't my intention. We should all appreciate each other. Guys, if you found a woman who's good to you, make sure she knows you appreciate her. It doesn't have to be some grand romantic gesture. Just say thanks now and then. And if you've been lucky enough to find a woman who's open and willing to try new and kinky things in the bedroom, you better damn well make sure she knows you appreciate it. That kind of stuff can be difficult for some women. Hell, it can be difficult for some people. And no one likes to feel like they're being taken for granted. So just let them know. Well, that's all for this time. Don't forget to check out my other podcast. Also, if you could give me a good review on iTunes and a thumbs up on YouTube, that would be great. And don't forget, you can only get the free bonus chapters most of my books have by buying directly through me on arterotica.com. That's ArdorotiCa.com. I use PayPal, so it's safe, secure, and the best way to buy my books. Stop by my website today and get a free ebook and see how simple it is to put my books on your favorite device.
Thanks for listening to Arter's Erotic Reflections. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out his other podcast, Art Erotica. You'll find it on his podcast page on his website, arterotica.com. That's ArdorotiCa.com. It's also free and has excerpts of some of his stories. Listen, subscribe, and see you next time on Arter's Erotic Reflections.